Now you are caught in a very tight vicious circle. What is called the circular argument. How do you know that division exists? Because I see division exists. And as long as I see the division, that the division exists, the division continues to exist. Therefore, that chit-shakti comes to be known as jiva. Jiva is the living consciousness, but with an apparent division. Not on a cosmic scale, but as I. There is still no division. Please, we will revert back to this thing as often as possible. There is no division. There is this cosmic consciousness, which is with its inherent cosmic energy, but there is an apparent individuality. What is that apparent individuality? What is it? It is the I. A thought, a concept, a notion, I am. Therefore, when you sleep, and when sleep comes to an end, the first principle of awareness that becomes manifest is I am. You add to it, I am still in bed, I am asleep, I am waking up, I am aware, I am in Yashodhara Ashram, I am in a room here, I am dreaming, or I am going to sleep a little more. All this, but then the first two words are still I am. Without I am, there is no external awareness. So, in this cosmic consciousness, somehow these I am concepts, thoughts or notions spring up on a cosmic scale. And that is called jiva. And that is also called chitta. The mind stuff. The mind is the cosmic consciousness limited, apparently limited by the notion. There is no limitation, but apparently limited by the notion. You can visualize a little container, glass container here. If you look at it very carefully, you think that there is some space within that container, within that bottle. And you also seem to see that this space in that bottle is somehow distinct and separate from the space outside. That's why this is called a room. The space within the bottle is separate, distinct and different from the space outside, which is absurd. When the bottle is broken, the space has become one with that space. That's what we say, don't we? But was that space ever separated, parted? Can we say that the bottle space is part of the room space? I have a funny axiom again. You cannot call that a part unless it can be parted. The finger is part of me because you can take it out. Space is not part of this room. The glass space, the jar space is not part of this room space, because that space cannot be parted and taken away. You cannot put an open jar here, fill it up with space, close it and take it away. Say, I have taken some space from that room. And yet, when the glass jar was here, you did see a space within the jar, which was apparently distinct and different from the space outside the jar. Is that right? Now, got somewhere. And so, the notion of a jiva, the notion of an individual soul, individualized consciousness, is nothing more than a notion. And so, that is called the jiva. And the notion of cosmic consciousness, the notion of consciousness, is chitta, my mind. Therefore, there is no such thing called my mind. In the same way as there is no such thing called the space in that particular jar, there is nothing called my mind. It's only mind. But because that mind, that consciousness, that intelligence seems to have a thing, a notion called I, like the jar, it thinks this is my mind. In the same way, this cosmic energy, when it entertains the notion that I am a living personality, it becomes a prana. Prana or life force or power, energy, is not also divisible, it's cosmic. And that is why we react upon each other. That is why we and the world interact on each other. So all these words are identical in their meaning, ultimately. Though we can go on spinning concepts to distinguish one from the other, jiva, chitta and prana are identical. Only if that is seen clearly, it is possible for us to see how the mind, as we think it is, and prana or the life force as we think it is, that is on the individual level, we see how they react upon each other. How, for instance, pranayama helps control of mind, and a wayward mind disturbs the flow of prana. How a disturbance in one causes disturbance in the other. How the flow of energy in the body, if it is haphazard, if it is disturbed, can disturb your mind. And how, when the harmony in the mind is restored, the prana gets restored. Psychosomatic problems. One must see that these two, chitta and prana, are identical. They are not two different things. And chitta, prana and jiva, I am an individual soul. All these three are different in... What's the difference? Can you tell me the difference between jiva and prana? You shouldn't think so much. No. Spelling. Jiva is J-I-V-A, prana is P-R-A-N-A. That's the only difference. If you rub that word out and rub this word out, you'll still see the green board. That's it. The The words are written with this chalk on the green board. So there is no difference at all. And the same thing has also been given a beautiful name with which I think all of you are familiar, Kundalini. This concept of Kundalini is very interesting. We'll go into the orthodox interpretation of it in the coming days, but let's look at it in a fairly unorthodox way. Kundalini literally means coiled. Coiled. I think first of all, it's striking, it's amazing that these yogis visualized energy or the source of energy as being coiled. That's the latest, isn't it? Armature and engines and motors and so on, all these are based on some kind of coiled copper wire. It is not always straight. Somehow it's coiled. You get into this electric line, it is again coiled. The energy seems to be represented as a coil. But there is something more to it. And it's very interesting. What is a coil? Can you visualize a coil? You start with a point, don't you? Start with a point. And if you go round and come there, the circle is closed. Then it does not become a coil. When you draw a line from taking it from one point, if you return to that point, the circle is complete and there is no coil. In order to draw a coil, can you see something interesting happening there? You start from there, go round, and when you come close to the starting point, you miss it. Is that right? You start from here, you go round, and when you come there, you miss it, and you go round. And then you keep going round and round and round and round and round. That is perhaps what is called Maya. Maya is an illusion or delusion or ignorance or I don't know what it is. There is movement of energy in consciousness, and this movement of energy takes place on a cosmic scale, infinite scale, an infinite number of places, everywhere at the same time. And this movement has consciousness as its basis, because energy is inherent in that consciousness, but as it goes on whirling, as it goes on whirling, it seems to miss coming to the starting point. Why does it do so? That's not a question, it does so. And when it misses that, there is an outgoing tendency. Is it also clear? The circle is complete. That's it. And then the chalk slips out. Then there is, it does not go out. There is no outgoing tendency here. It's complete. Round and round and round and round and round. But once that is missed, then there is an outgoing tendency. And a spiral is formed.
That is the basic philosophy of Hatha Yoga.
There is movement of energy in consciousness, and as it begins to vibrate and move, it misses, forming a complete circle. If it does form a complete circle, there is an end to it. There is liberation. Right? It doesn't go away from the center. That motion is within that center, and therefore there is no disturbance in it. There is no disharmony in it. There is no spiral movement. There is no movement away from the center. And that is what happens in samadhi or deep meditation. In deep meditation or contemplation, there is still movement, but not away from the center. And even so, in the life of a self-realized yogi, there is still movement, but not away from the center. A tremendous movement, but not away from the center. And that is what the Buddhists call collectedness, recollectedness. That is, the whole thing is collected. It's not frittered away. It is not dispersed. Now, in relation to the human body, as it were, the center of consciousness is Sahasrara, Brahmarantra, here. The top of the head. And there is movement of energy or prana. And when in normal activity, it misses and comes round to the eyebrow center. That is where a notion arises, a thought arises. Or perhaps I'm only giving it to you in lighter vein. Perhaps you say, oh my God, what happened to me? I got lost. A thought arises, I got lost. And the thought becomes the seed for the mind, and the mind is formed. The energy moving away from the center gets bewildered, begins to think, and the mind is formed. And then there is further movement in space. There is further movement in space, you come down to the throat center. I am lost in space. The same thing is moving in throat, and please also remember that this is supposed to be the head, right? Don't get confused. I'm not a good drawing master. This is supposed to be the head. And if you see very carefully, every one of these spirals has got a top and a bottom. And there is no space, and so you can imagine some more. Every one of those spirals has got a top and a bottom. One here and one there. One here and one there. One here and one there. That is how the individual is linked to the cosmos. I think, and there is a cosmic, at the same time there is a cosmic mind. I am linked to that cosmic mind. The same thing. From here, the spiral goes up there. And then I am linked to the cosmic space in the throat. And I am linked to the cosmic air at the heart. And then I am linked to the cosmic fire in the Manipura. And I am linked to the cosmic water in the Swadhisthana. And I am linked to the cosmic earth in the Muladhara. The spiral goes out and out and out and out and out. And there is a complete and total haphazard, erratic movement away from the center. That is the fundamental basis of Hatha Yoga philosophy. That consciousness polarizes itself into energy, and there is movement within consciousness, movement of energy within consciousness, and when this movement is unable to fulfill itself immediately, unable to complete the circle immediately, the incomplete circle, imperfect circle becomes spiral, and there is concentric but outward motion. The entire Hatha Yoga philosophy, Hatha Yoga practice, lies in reversing the total movement, in reversing the whole movement, the reversing the movement of this energy. So that from this haphazard dispersal of energy, the energy is gathered in. The energy is gathered in. And when the energy is gathered in, the consciousness also is gathered in. Till eventually, the polarization of consciousness and energy, the division between consciousness and energy, is also overcome, and the circle is completed for once. And that is known as laya. Laya means absorption or return to the source. A few minutes of silence before we disperse.